So what does it look like? Go ahead and step us through the process. What is the type of person that comes in? What all can they expect when they come into the clinic?
So it's women from all walks of life, from the poorest of the poor to those leading in ministry to those running businesses.
What do you guys do? How do you keep your team encouraged during those difficult times?
Sometimes when an example of a difficult time would be if we're doing an ultrasound and there's no problem.
How many years have you guys been in South Haven?
They opened in April of 2006.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it. You're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead. Tap it now. I'll wait. All right. Now let's get started on today's episode.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for joining us for another episode. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, if you haven't done it, let's go ahead and click that subscribe button. Today, we are excited to be able to sit down with one of the nonprofits that's located right here in South Haven. They've been around for quite some time, but I have spoke with several people that didn't know anything about them. And I'm like, hello, we have a platform for that purpose. So we're going to get down to business and we're going to let Jesse with the South Haven Care Center tell their story and educate you guys on how you can get involved and give back. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I know that the Care Center's been around like a very, very long time. How many years have you guys been in South Haven?
They opened in April of 2006.
Oh my goodness.
It's been a while, almost 20 years now.
That's incredible. So when did you get involved with the Care Center?
I got involved in 2010. I was in between jobs. I was looking for one, and I wanted to maintain job skills. And I had met Claudia, the director of the Care Center, at Stateline Animal Clinic, because that's where she took all of her animals. She rescued animals. She was the type that went in into disaster zone, brought her animals in there. I don't know if she did that or if she just adopted those and just retired them out in her home. So that's how I met her, and I met the beautiful light that she is. And when I left Stateline Animal Clinic, I was like, I need to maintain some job skills. And she was the first one I thought about because we had established a friendship, a relationship there. And she was like, yes, of course, you can come volunteer and let's make this happen. So I did for about 7 months. I gave almost all of my time to this place because I needed to work and maintain. And then I just fell in love with it, completely fell in love with it.
So of all the things that you have done since you've been there with the Care Center, is there anything specifically that just really captured your heart, a success story, just someone that just blessed you?
It is. And it's kind of a sad story too, but it's one that I constantly refer to when I talk to people about how this center is a need for the women in the community. I was walking a client back to one of the counseling rooms. It's a very comfortable environment too. So if anybody ever wants to come in to take a look, it's a very comfortable place. It is a medical clinic, but it's set up in such a way it's comforting when you go in there. So I was taking one of them back to the one of the rooms, and along the walls in the hallway are different months of gestation. So you've got month 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And as I was walking through, with the lady behind me, she had stopped at certain periods of gestation. And she was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And I said, what? What's going on? She said, I had no idea that my baby was that far along before she had to make a decision. And she just broke down right then and there. And I just grabbed her. I was like, honey, you're going to be just fine. It's going to be okay. I said, we got another one to look forward to. And it's something we can help you through. So she didn't know the growth level of that baby at that particular time period. And that was kind of life-changing for me because she didn't know. And now she does know. Yes. So that every life after that one, she can celebrate as it comes along. So, and it's those little moments that make the volunteer work worth it. And not just that, but as a volunteer, as you walk through the hallways, sometimes they leave the ultrasound machine on loud so you can hear the heartbeat of the baby as you walk through the hallways of the care center.
That is a beautiful thing.
It is wonderful. You can hear heartbeats.
That is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. It is. So what does it look like? Go ahead and step us through the process. What is the type of person that comes in? What all can they expect when they come into the clinic?
Okay. So it's women from all walks of life, from the poorest of the poor to those leading in ministry to those running businesses, from the young to the old, and women in their 50s not expecting to be pregnant or coming in to verify a pregnancy. And then, you know, can't believe it. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to walk you through it. This is like baby number 5. It's going to be okay, kind of thing. So, but the experience of it is you typically have an appointment set. If not, they take walk-ins. They do see them. Check them in. Claudia, one of the volunteers, will then walk them back to the room. And then we have like nurse practitioners or we have medical assistants that come in, really from other schools too. So practicing nursing students or medical assisting students from like Northwest or Delta Tech or Concord will actually do some of their time here at the care center. And so a lot of times they're the ones walking clients back to the room. We do like to meet with the mother at first. And then if she's got anybody with her, like her significant other or a mother or a grandmother or aunt, is when we introduce them in. But we want to make that first initial contact with the mom. We go in, we take their stats, we get their blood pressure, we get their urine, we're fixing to do a pregnancy test on them, ask them if they need anything, give them something to drink. And then Claudia comes in behind them with the results of the pregnancy test and then counsels, has that counseling session with them. About what to expect, how to take care of themselves, and assess their needs. Their needs anywhere from home needs to baby care needs to maternity needs to how to take care of yourself during a pregnancy. Are you on Medicaid? Do you have insurance? What do you need? And all these services are free to the woman. And we don't just meet them with that first meeting. We're walking them through their entire pregnancy, that first pregnancy, second pregnancy, that third pregnancy, if it's needed. Because there's women from all walks of life that don't have insurance, and the care center can supplement that insurance for as long as needed until they give birth.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
It is.
You partner with local medical places to bring in people to do like their clinicals and stuff. So you have partnerships with each of those schools.
With Northwest, with Delta Tech, with Concord. I want to say Southwest, I think possibly is also partnered with them too. But they can do some of their clinical hours. Even social workers can do their clinical hours at the care center.
That's wonderful. So, and I'm sure you're, you know, versed in it, but what are some of the things that really drew Claudia to starting this? Like, what were the needs in our community?
She was working, I believe, with Save a Life. And I know her story. She's a very personal woman. Save a Life was originally the owner of, before it was called the Care Center, it was called Save a Life. I don't know if you remember that or not. A long time ago in South Haven, I think it was on Highway 51. Mm-hmm. And then when they were thinking about shutting the doors down, Claudia was like, no.
Yeah, because it was just north of right here, State Line Road. Mm-hmm. I remember it, the little brown building up there.
Yeah, and it was a need in the community. I just don't think whoever was running at the time could maintain it. And she was like, no. We can't not have this need in this state. At the time, Mississippi was struggling with one of the highest mortality rates, infant mortality rates, maternal mortality rates, things like that. And PRCs, or pregnancy resource centers, helped to lift Mississippi out of that because they offered a need where that could not be met to a community in need. So yeah, and she's been in it. She's been this type of ministry her whole life.
She is definitely sunshine. I've had the privilege of meeting her a time or two. I don't know her the way you guys do, but
she's one of my mentors, actually. I love her.
Pure sunshine.
She is. Mm-hmm.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. So, as far as, and I have the pamphlets here, you guys, we have these at the South Haven Chamber here. If you want more information, of course, I know you guys have a website, you've got all kinds of educational things. So when these women come in and meet with you or the families, you know, the significant others, I know that there's a biblical basis behind it, that it is a Christian organization. Do these ladies receive the gospel? Do they hear the gospel while they're in your care?
It's at the Lord's will. That's kind of how the gospel works anyway. It's at His prompting. So if you're open to share Him on a daily basis, He's going to put you in the path of those who need it. That's what He's going to do. And He does that even at the care center. We see women from all walks of life, from all walks and religions, faiths, denominations, ethnicities. It doesn't matter. Every woman that leaves the care center after their first visit leaves with a bag that's got personal care items in it along with a Bible. So they are left with that. And in some instances, Claudia is sharing the gospel or something of the gospel with these women. If it's not her, it's somebody else that's doing it. It's whatever God or the Holy Spirit prompts that person to do. She'll come out of a counseling session sometimes and just say, I need y'all to pray right now. What's going on in here? I need you guys to pray. You know, some women are abortion minded when they come in, and you're having those pre-abortive counseling sessions. It's a frontline ministry for a lot of people that don't realize that. And she has been versed in it for a while, and she's up there fighting, not just for the baby, but for the mother as well. So you're addressing and assessing fears that every woman has when they're pregnant.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And no matter what circumstance you're in life, whether you've had three of them, you're married, you're successful in your business, regardless of what, it's scary. I was terrified with all of mine.
Yes, but if you could have somebody to tell you it's gonna be okay, and this is the most natural thing on the planet is to have a baby.
Absolutely.
And the most blessed thing on the planet is to have a baby. It just is. That's how God made us, and that's how it works. And a lot of women, I've heard testaments of women, not just in my family that have used those services, but outside in the community, me working at Northwest, have told me they've used their resources and how they have felt just peace. They come in scared, but they leave at peace. And that's God. That is God moving in the women that work in that place in all areas. It's wonderful. It really is.
So in those moments when it truly is a difficult situation and you're trying to help and see these ladies through, I know they're not all success stories. Unfortunately, that's just the reality of life. What do you guys do? How do you keep your team encouraged during those difficult times?
Well, sometimes when an example of a difficult time would be if we're doing an ultrasound and there's no heartbeat and you've got to break that to them. You know, those are our counselors, Claudia, have to go in and they have to break that news to that mother. So we have to be ready and willing to accept what's going to come out of her when it has to happen. And we see women that have had multiple miscarriages or multiple abortions that we're having to put back together while we're counseling her through this current pregnancy, things like that. So we have seen a lot, but so is a lot of people working in ministry. You know, a hardcore frontline ministry, this one's it. You know, prayer, if we have a need, it is prayer. Honestly, honest to God, it's prayer. To strengthen not just the women of the care center, but the women that are coming in with that need. Women that are coming in with their teenagers with that need. Ones that are, that just need it, you know. And it's this little place, but it serves such a large area. And it's not just Mississippi. We're right there in the tri-state area. We've got Tennessee. We've got Arkansas. We've got Mississippi. We've seen people from Alabama. We've had calls in from Georgia to see what kind of services we offer and have made appointments for such. So, yeah.
That's incredible. I didn't realize there was that big of a reach. I love that very much. So, okay. It's called the Care Center. What does the word care mean to you when you walk in that building? What does the word care mean to you personally?
I think personally, care means service and love. And I think you're coming in because you need help. And you have somebody there willing to serve you and help you in that sense. And that's what it is. And it's not just a love you offer, but it's also the one that God has given all of us to love each other with. And that's kind of how I am in general. I'm a servant at heart. I will help a leader lead well, and I will pick somebody up that needs picked up, you know? So it's a place where there's a lot of servants offering love and care and assistance to somebody that really, really does need it. So, yeah, that's what care means to me.
It's beautiful. Very well said. That was perfect. Circling back around, you had spoke about the fact that each one of the ladies that comes in gets a bag that has personal items and all that in there. Those have to come from somewhere. Do you take donations? What does that look like? How does someone get involved?
Well, that's one of the things that a woman will leave with. The other thing is a baby bag. If they're pregnant, they actually leave with a baby bag full of items, baby items, a binky, diaper rash cream, a newborn diaper, up to what I sent you 2 days ago or yesterday, the little blanket with the stuffed animal. Those are inside those baby bags. So a lot of first-time mothers get to experience what is fixing to happen in their lives. And so they have, that's one of the first bags that they receive. When there's a confirmed pregnancy, one of the volunteers walks into the room with that first bag before Claudia goes in to talks to her, to talk to the lady or counsel with her. And then by the time they leave, they're leaving with a Bible bag. So the stuff that's in these bags are given from the community. We've had stuff given from like hotels that, you know, their little shampoos and lotions and stuff. If they've got a surplus and they're like, we got to give it away. We've had stuff given to us from hotels. We've had people purposely purchase large items of diapers, food. We get maternity clothes all the time. We get baby clothes all the time. So it's really just putting it out there to community what the need is and just watching God work, watching Him bring the items in. And I do have a list of a couple of things I want to talk to you about and your viewers about.
Yes.
To see if that need can be met as well.
Absolutely.
That she told me Friday when I went and talked to her Friday. So
what do you need?
What
do we need to get you?
To help with these bags, these baby bags. We are out of baby hats. We're out of booties. And we're out of those small stuffed animal crochet stuffed animals that I sent you. And you've got the picture. Yes. We're going to put it on our church page. Our church comm page to see if we have anybody within our church that has that gift of crocheting. I do not.
I have played at it a couple of times, but I am by no means experienced enough to make anything that I would show anybody.
Me neither. It would look terrible, but there are some women with that talent to sew.
I know a couple, so I've already sent that over to them. We'll see what happens.
Just a surplus.
Y'all need to know that.
Yes.
So if you crochet, we've got some stuff. Let me know. I'll send you the pictures. I'll get you hooked up.
Yes.
But they've got needs.
Yes. And anything, you know, from booties to socks to newborn clothes, because sometimes we'll pick out the pink, the blue, the purple, the green, the yellow to put something in that baby bag. As far as the Bible bag, we do give to people, we prefer hygienic items, because some people that come in are jumping from house to house, or they're living in their car. So we do prefer items like razors or disposable razors, toothbrushes, toothpaste, dry shampoo, you know, things like that that can help a woman while she's going from place to place. So, yeah. One thing I didn't mention is we follow a woman throughout her pregnancy, you know, from conception to birth. And a lot of those women don't have that mommy bag, you know, that you have, that hospital bag. And we provide that bag. So anything,
that's wonderful.
Yes, anything that you would need in that pregnancy bag, from nightgowns to baby clothes to what a woman needs personally to the baby, so that she can be better prepared to have that baby. So yeah, we have a lot. Benevolence is a big thing, huge thing at the care center. I think we've served over 53,000 families with the benevolence that is giving within the community.
Since 2006.
Yes. So I will, like, I'm on the South Haven, what is it, like the Horn Lake community page, the South Haven community page, Olive Branch, Hernando, and people will post items like, you know, these are for free. Anybody want to come pick it up? And I'm like, take it to the care center, because there's a need, and it goes fast. Yeah. very, very fast. Car seats to playpens to whatever. It goes really fast because there's a need.
So you supply them with even car seats mm-hmm. and things as well.
Yeah, South Haven PD has actually helped with that too.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. I love that very much. Mm-hmm. Like, that's huge.
It is huge. It is huge.
And I know that it's huge for those moms.
It is.
Because I know they don't expect all of that when they walk in the door.
They don't.
That's got to be just mm-hmm. the biggest blessing.
It is.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
So as far as volunteers, do you guys have a process, a vetting process? How does someone get involved and come?
There is. When I go out to health fairs or I go to churches or I go to festivals, because that's where I advocate. I'm in the field advocating for the care center because I can't give my time like I used to. So I'm out speaking just like I am with you today. When it comes to volunteering, it's anybody with a skill, a medical office skill, or even a cleaning skill, or somebody that's good with kids, because sometimes women come in with, you know, two or three children, and they need somebody to help them watch their kids. Any kind of skill like that is offered. We're always open to more nurses that are already registered, or medical assistants that are already completed, that want to give their time, more sonographers, mm-hmm. that want to give more of their time and their resources. We do have an older generation that does more volunteer work because they're retired women, but they have done things like that in their life and they're utilizing their skills in this area to give back. My mom is currently one of the care center volunteers. She sits at the front desk, Miss Pat. So if any of your viewers will see this and have been to the care center in the last 2 years, that is my mom. They'll know exactly who she is.
And she's precious. Oh my gosh. She's sassier than you are.
She sure is. I get her. My sassiness from her. Get it from her. We all do. Including my brother. So she loves it. She loves giving her time in this way. She was one of the customer service representatives at Sam's. So she knew everybody in the community. So when some of the women come in, they know, they remember mom from Sam's. So it's nice to see even a friendly face.
Yeah, that immediate
comfort.
You can just deep breath and like, that is welcoming.
It is. I love
that.
So volunteers come in and they help with the front desk. They go back to the benevolence room and they're sorting clothes, sorting donated items. They're cleaning, making sure the clinic is good and clean. They're making baby bags. They're making Bible bags. They're doing everything to sustain the need of the care center at the drop of a hat. So even though we have these appointments, we also have surprise appointments. You have people coming in like wanting to be seen right then and there. So we have to be able to scramble and meet the need in that moment. So yeah.
So one of the things that you spoke about a moment ago was the fact that all of these services and these incredible things that the moms are getting when they come through there, that it's at no cost to them.
No cost to them.
Okay, that is insane. Mm-hmm. And the money has to come from somewhere because while, yes, you get tangible donations, you need monetary donations. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like for you guys? What kind of fundage does it require to operate that kind of level of care?
Yeah, not just, we're a 501c3, so we do qualify for certain grants that kind of help. We've had businesses such as banks. I think, I'm not sure which bank recently, I want to say it, but I don't want to put their name out there. Just recently donated quite a large sum of money to help the care center run. So we have businesses that are Christ-centered that will donate to the care center to help fund them monetarily. And then you have people from within the community. You have individual donors, and then you have churches that do it. Our church in particular takes up like a quarterly tithing for the care center and gives to them in that sense. That's actually a pretty good idea for anybody that's working in a ministry setting to do a monthly tithing or quarterly if they want to adopt the care center as one of their ministries that they want to support within the community. So it's not just the body of Christ that supports, it's also major companies that support as well. So if you were to interview me again, I would love to bring stats on that. I believe there is a benefit to big businesses that do donate large sums of money. I believe there is a tax benefit, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look more into that and get back to you.
Yeah. With you being a C3, there should be it would be tax deductible. Did bring some statistics on what it actually costs operations-wise.
It does.
Tell us some of that.
I did. Okay.
Peek at your notes. What do we got?
All right. So we've got since April of 2007, we have counseled over 38,000 people. That's roughly $25 per session. That's $950,000. Pregnancy tests, $18,000. It's 25 per test. That's $250,000. Ultrasounds, we've performed over 10,000. That's anywhere from $200, which is $200 per ultrasound. That's roughly $2 million. And then assistance and general benevolence, giving to the community or giving to these women from the community, over $52,000. So that's roughly $100 per client. That's $5.2 million. So since April 2007, we're looking at $8,400 at no cost to the client.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what it was. I mean, I know it costs money. I know it takes, but that is huge.
Yes.
So even though you have tons of businesses that are giving financially, there's still a huge need.
There's still a huge need.
Because it's a constantly growing.
Yes. And there's a need now, more now these days than ever. So yes.
Yes. So what is the, I don't want to say the success rate, but the success rate, a ratio-ish of the number of women that come through to the number of women who you see all the way to the delivery room?
That's a good question, too. I believe I have statistics on that. When it comes to our, like, regular statistics, we've got our counseling numbers out here, our new clients in office, our host abortive counseling, adoption referrals, pregnancy testing for positive and negative, for the year totals that we have out here, ultrasounds to assistance. I wouldn't say a ratio. That is a really good question for a good statistical analysis for that particular ratio. But typically, when we see the woman the first time, there's a need for her to stay with us, you know, and stick with us. And it's not just their first pregnancy. They're coming back for their second pregnancy. They're coming back for their third pregnancy as the need arises. So including my own family, we've all used it. You know, my sisters have used their care before. So, yeah. But like you said, there is always a need. We do have some businesses within the community. We do have some churches, but and it's not just a monetary need either. It's a volunteer need as well. So if anybody has a skill set that they want to offer their time, if it's just a couple hours a week, they can do that. It's what they can give that we will most definitely receive and utilize for the needs of others. So yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So if there was one message, one encouraging word of hope that you could give to the ladies that are in need of your services, okay, that are watching right now, what would you say to them?
Don't be afraid. You are seeing signs in your life to make a choice. Don't be afraid to come into your local pregnancy care center, pregnancy resource center, and talk about what you're going through. Don't be afraid to do it. Just do it. Make that decision to go. And we will help you through this, through every fear that you have.
No matter what that looks like.
No matter what it looks like. No matter who it's coming from, it does not matter.
That's I love it. Oh, I love it. So where can they find you? Where are you guys located?
We're located on, off of State Line Road across the street from Dale's Restaurant. A lot of people know where that is. The address is 1277 Main Street in South Haven, Mississippi.
Okay, awesome. And we will post in the video the address. We'll post the website. And if you have any questions at all, definitely reach out to the South Haven Chamber, because we want to be that resource, that platform for them to be able to tell their story and then for us to be able to help make those connections. Jesse, thank you so much for coming and joining me. Absolutely. And give Miss Claudia big giant hugs from me and all of us at the Chamber. Guys, thank you so much for viewing. And like I told you in the beginning, make sure you go hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode and you get to hear all about the amazing things going on right here in our community and how you can give back. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.